Well, there go the recorded call. I am grateful that I was able to get on and greet for the first time this year. God bless you, Minister Tiffany. It's back to you.
Well, thank you, Sister Amber. We are so glad to hear your voice on the line, and thanking God that he allowed you to do that this morning. I know it's a holiday for some out there. We're celebrating President's Day. Also, this is the 13th, which is day 40 of the TMC fast. All of you who have pressed through, today is day 40. And I know you guys are excited, and I know that God has showed you great and mighty things. It's a time of detoxing, a time of clearing our mind, renewing our mind, renewing our ways, renewing our habits, you know, getting rid of the old habits, actually, and allowing some new things to come in. So I'm excited to hear what God has done in the lives of those of you who have fasted for 40 days. And I'm telling you, I'm excited for where God is taking us. And as I get up this morning, I know that in 2012, all is well. And no matter what is going on, in 2012, all is well. And if you speak that affirmation over every situation that comes your way that seems to be difficult or seems to be challenging you, then just speak that in 2012, all is well. So repeat after me this morning, in 2012, all is well. Amen. Give God the glory and the praise for being on the line this 13th day of February 2012. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I am here in Inglewood, California. And on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts from Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon from Prairie View, Texas, it is my pleasure and privilege to greet each one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings on the Master's Call this morning. We have a scripture reference that this call stands on, and it can be found in Psalm 88, chapter 88, verse 13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." The mission statement that was given to Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Kent is that when you call into this line, that your lives will be enriched, enhanced, and empowered as believers as you begin your day. If you are visiting the TMC call for the first time, welcome, welcome, welcome. We pray that you will continue to tap into this call. And if you are a caller who calls in every day, thank you for your commitment and your faithfulness. Continue to pass this information on to others so that their lives will be blessed. If you've missed any of the calls on this line, then I invite you to go to our website, which can be found at www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Once again, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And if you would like to just send us a shout-out, if you want information, you want to get in contact with any of us, you want to be a prayer intercessor on this line, then I ask that you will use our Gmail address, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And it does not need an apostrophe. It's just the Masters, M-A-S-T-E-R-S, morningcall@gmail.com. The thread that brought us all together here on the Master's Call is Artists International. Artists International, a Christian health and wellness company that was started by the Diaz de Leon family. Their vision allowed us to tap into it and to be blessed, to be healed, to prosper. And I'm telling you, we are moving and prospering all over the world. And I'm telling you, I'm excited, excited, excited to meet each and every one of you in extravaganza next month. I'm telling you, we have less than 30 days, and all roads lead to Las Vegas, where the Artists International Extravaganza 2012 will be happening. Check your back office for promotions, for events. Just make sure that you're plugged in, because in order for artists to work for you, you have to make sure that you are connected. Don't think that because you don't have anyone right next to you that you're disconnected, because you're not. We're here for you. So reach out and just let someone know what your needs are. So we're going to move forward this morning with the call. At this time, I'm going to ask if Minister Tammy would come to the line and open us up in a word of prayer. Are you there?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
If you could just speak just a little bit louder. I know you're probably out there driving. Be careful on that highway. But if you could just speak a little bit louder, then go ahead, my sister.
Okay. Is that better? Can you hear me better?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Good morning. Good morning, the Master's Call listeners. Good morning, everyone on the line. This is Tammy. Let's go to the Father in prayer this morning. We thank you, Heavenly Father, as we approach your throne this morning, Father God, as humbly as we know how. Father God, I do thank you this morning for traveling mercy this morning. I thank you, Lord God, for those who are so faithful on the call. Lord God, we thank you for the founders of this call, the Master's Call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for their faithfulness, oh, Father God, for their yes and their obedience to you, Lord God. We thank you for this body, oh, Father God, that has been created out of your will, Lord God, to do your work. Father God, during this time of consecration, we say yes, Lord. We say yes to you, yes to your will, yes to your way, oh, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for downloading new strategies, oh, Father God, for binding, Father God, illnesses, oh, Father God, for bringing employment, oh, Father God, for bringing healing, oh, Father God, for bringing certainty, Lord God, because we know, oh, Father God, that it is indeed a miraculous miracle Monday, oh, Father God, as our sister Amber was able to greet us, oh, Father God, with that word from you today, Lord God. We know that miracles are present, oh, Father God. They are still happening, oh, Lord God. And as we come through this consecration, oh, Father God, saying that we are no longer our own selves, but, God, we give ourselves to you, oh, Father God, we thank you that devastation doesn't mean destruction, Lord God. We thank you that when those who come against us come with their power, oh, Father God, we know that we have a greater power that works within us, oh, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we are able to defeat every enemy, oh, Father God. We thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Lord God, we thank you for the speaker who will come forth this morning. Lord God, who will bring a word that you have downloaded onto them. Father God, we thank you and bless you that it will go forward and do what you have called it to do. Lord God, we call the assignment of the enemy cast out, that there will be no interference, oh, Father God, that we will hear without interference. There will be no technical difficulties. No calls will be lost, oh, Father God, and the word will do what it is sent out to do. It is in your precious name, oh, Father God, that we call forth these blessings on today with expectation, God, that they shall come to pass. Oh, Father God, we stand on your promises. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Amen. Back to you, Sister
Tammy. Amen. Thank you, Sister Tammy, for opening us up in prayer this morning. And now it is time for the word of the Lord. At this time, I would like to bring to the floor our speaker for the morning. She is no stranger to this cause. She is one of the founders of this cause. She hails from Prairie View, Texas, where she is so affectionately taking care of her parents. She is a pastor, she is a prophet, she is a teacher, she is an anointed one. And at this time, it is my honor and my privilege and pleasure to bring to you this morning our speaker for this magnificent miracle manifested Monday, none other than Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon at this time. Dr. Vanessa, are you there?
I am here, but I'm still from Dallas now. I'm just here temporary. Don't speak that one into the atmosphere. We love my dad. Ooh, that went through my little spirit this morning. Good morning, Master's Call family. Excited to have each and every one of you. Thank you so much, Evangelist Tiffany, for hosting us. And I tell you, it's always good to hear Minister Amber's voice greeting us. And we're going to look forward to hearing LaShawn close us out in prayer today. And thank you also, Ms. Tammy, for that opening prayer. We praise God for each and every one of you. I have to write them down. Boy, they're getting excited every morning. The magnificent Miracle Monday. You know, I always hear those little sermons come out of you all's title. But I tell you, I'm excited because, Evangelist Tiffany said, this is the last day of our fast. It's coming up on midnight. We will complete our 40 days, and for those of you who have completed the journey with us, we thank you for the spiritual plowing up of the fallow ground that you've done through standing in the gap, and we know that God is going to do some awesome things in your lives for the diligence, for the discipline, and the determination to complete these 40 days. We're excited, we're excited, we're excited. And we want you to enjoy that time because on February 22nd, we're going to line up with the Jewish calendar and ask everybody to pray about something you want to give up. Not food this time, but something. I know most people like to say fasting is just food, and definition-wise, they're true because it does mean, in the Hebrew, covering the mouth. But we want to consider it a sacrifice in the heavens. So we want everybody to pray about something you want to give up as we line up. You know, Jesus was Jewish, and we get with the calendar correctly on February 22nd and enter that time of fasting and prayer continuing up to Resurrection Day. And we'll have some more teaching, of course, about that as we get closer to that day. As I've been doing at the beginning of every call, because this is an exciting month. This is Black History Month, and I've been having so many great responses from many of you all who are really being empowered with the knowledge about the many, many discoveries, inventions that African-Americans have contributed. But again, want to continue that list and always give you a little history and background on the fact of what and how Black History Month got started, because knowledge applied is power. Americans have recognized Black history annually since 1926. First again as Negro History Week, and then later as Black History Month. And we might not know is that Black history had barely begun to be even studied or even documented when this tradition originated. And although Blacks have been in America at least as far back as colonial times, or 400 years, it was not until the 20th century that they gained a respectable presence in history books. And we owe this celebration of Black History Month, and more importantly, the study of Black history, again, to Dr. Carter G. Woodson. And he was born to parents who were former slaves. He spent his childhood working in the Kentucky coal mines and enrolled in high school. At the age of 20, he graduated within 2 years and later went on to earn a Ph.D. from Harvard. The scholar was disturbed to find that his studies, that history books largely ignored the Black American population and when Blacks and what Blacks did and how they figured in the picture. And it was generally in ways that reflected the inferior social position that they were assigned. And with this heavy on his spirit, Woodson, always one to act on his ambitions, decided to take on the challenge of writing Black Americans into the nation's history. And he first established the Association for the Study of Negro Life and History, and it's now called the Association for the Study of Afro-American Life and History in 1915. And then a year later, he founded the widely respected, to this day, Journal of Negro History. And in 1926, he launched Negro History Week as an initiative to bring national attention to the contributions of Black people throughout America. And I always like to inform people because they say, why did he choose the shortest month of the year? Well, Woodson chose the second week of February for Negro History Week because it marks the birthdays of two men who greatly influenced the Black American population. And again, that was Frederick Douglass and Abraham Lincoln. And however, February is much more than Douglass and Lincoln to show for its significance in Black American history. For example, February 23rd in 1868, W.E. Du Bois, important civil rights leader and co-founder of the NAACP, was born. February 3rd in 1870, the 15th Amendment, very important for people of color, Black, was passed, granting Blacks the right to vote. And February 25th, the first Black U.S. Senator, Hiram R. Revels, took his oath of office. And February 12th, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, as we call it, NAACP, was founded by a group of concerned Black and white citizens in New York City. And February 1st, in what would become a civil rights movement, milestone, a group of Black Greensboro, North Carolina students began a sit-in in the segregated counter of Woolworth. So that is a little bit more the foundation. And let's talk about some more inventions. The shampoo headrest, I think we all understand that, sisters, was invented by C.O. Baylor in October 11th in 1898. The spark plug, wow, for the car, the spark plug was invented by Edmund Berger in February 2nd, 1839. And again, these are all patents. They were patented by blacks. This is documented. The stethoscope. Now, we know that's very important for those of you in the medical profession. That stethoscope around your neck was invented by Imhotep, an ancient Egyptian. The stove, where we understand about the cooking, was invented by T.A. Carrington, July 25th, 1876. Here's one, my sister, the straightening comb by Madam C.J. Walker in 1905. The street sweeper, many of us have seen those street sweepers that clean up the streets, was invented by Charles B. Brooks, March 17, 1890. The phone transmitter, Granville T. Woods, wow, he did a lot. He apprenticed with Thomas Edison and had many, many discoveries, and one being the phone transmitter, December 2, 1884. What about the thermostat control? And you and I go and adjust the thermostat for the temperature in our home. That was invented by Frederick M. Jones, February 23rd, 1960. And here's a good one, the traffic light. Everybody goes to a traffic light when you're driving somewhere. Invented by Garrett Morgan, November 20th, 1923. Here's a cute one, the tricycle, M.A. Cherry, May 6, 1886, and the typewriter, almost obsolete to us now, but the typewriter, invented by Burridge and Marsham in April 7, 1885. We take time to read some of these because most of us as a people are not aware of the many accomplishments in spite of the climate of their time, did what they needed to do to make their contribution and pass on the baton to us. And I started a series with our ministry yesterday that I'm going to start today with us that was just such a blessing. God has been dealing with me in our journey as we talk about in 2012, all is well, that it's a process, it's a journey. Wow, January is now history. We're halfway through February, and many of us have not jump-started the structure that God desires in our heart, the government in our lives. And we've got to overcome that word temptation. And we're going to talk about in the next couple of times together, overcoming temptations. And the subtitle that God gave me was Face Our Conflicts, Cultivate Character, and Challenge Ungodly Compromise. Let me say that again. Overcoming temptations, facing conflicts, cultivating character, challenging ungodly compromise. See, the change from within has to come if we intend to win. In 2012, all is well. And as we have just read the many accomplishments of our patriarchs and matriarchs who've gone before us, they've created a heritage, a history of how God's favor and the legacy of faith have brought them through a turbulent history. And they've been a persevering people. And like the Jews, it's so many similarities. Blacks and the Jews have experienced slavery, persecution, discrimination, and for us as a people in America, degradation. Yet we still stand strong as a people with a Joseph in the White House showing God's favor and a persevering spirit showing God's faithfulness. And because of the history of a rich commitment and a trust in God and his promises, they faced conflicts. They cultivated character, the rock of Jesus Christ and all they did, and they challenged ungodly compromise. We're passing the baton, the word of God, that we are going to overcome every temptation that is hindering us, causing delays, denying the blessings to be birthed and manifest. And our text scriptures come from 1 Corinthians 10, that 12 through 15th verse. 1 Corinthians 10, the 12 through 15th verse. And I love to give you the hermeneutics of any verse we use. That's just the what, when, how, where, and and when. And Paul wrote to the Corinthian church because this was a seaport city, and a little bit of everything was going on. You're talking about degradation, open sin, bathhouses, idol worship, taverns. And when Christianity was birthed, oh, man, it was a challenge. The carnality, they were fighting to almost bring that carnal nature into the church. That's why he had to write the letter to them about the Lord's Supper and saying, quit coming to the Lord's Supper to eat, and then getting drunk, because that city, that seaport, had everything you can imagine of lascivious behavior. And he writes here in his chapter 10, the 12th through 15th verse in the NIV, so if you think you're standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. So let's settle in our mind today that nothing comes at us that is not common in that demonic realm. The enemy is not using anything new. Maybe dressed up a little different hair color, different style, but it's still the same temptation. Goes on to say, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. What are you saying, Dr. V? What I'm saying is we got to stop telling ourselves something that's not true. I couldn't help it. No, no, that's not true. Stop, stop, stop. We can't help you until you tell yourself the truth. Say the truth is you made a decision to continue and you failed. That's just the truth. And see, we can't get to the root of the matter if you keep blaming someone else, if I keep blaming someone else. God's word says, be with your own little sanctified eyes. No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you and I be tempted beyond what we can bear. When we hit that fork in the road to be foolish or to be faithful, that's prophetic right there. We kind of took a turn to foolish when we should have stayed faithful to what God had promised. And when we get ourselves into trouble and we don't just repent and turn around and go the other way, that's when the slippery slope gets dangerous. See, when we have something happen in our life and we may hit sin, the key is don't practice it. If you did something wrong, whatever it is, and we know it's wrong in the sight of God and his word, the key is not to make it habitual, to say that, okay, I chose foolish when I should have been faithful. When I heard the Holy Ghost, I heard all of heaven, the angelic choir saying, don't say it, don't do it, not now, and I went on anyway. See, I'm not going to lie and say the devil made me. No, he didn't. The flesh. That's why we've been consecrating. That's why we've been fasting, to crucify those feelings that want to run the show, where our emotion, our will, and our intellect want to run ahead of what does the Spirit of the Lord say. Oh, that deserves an altar call right there, because we have gotten in trouble. We've been lethargic. We've been slow and sluggish in the Spirit because we haven't disciplined our flesh, and therefore it makes our mindset foggy. When we have temptations come, we don't make healthy choices. We don't make faithful choices, but don't ever deceive ourselves into saying that you didn't have a choice. Here's the word. Read it again. No temptation. That's no in the Hebrew. That's no in the Greek. That's no in the Aramaic. That's no in Ebonics. No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to man. And when God dealt with me and made me study that in the languages and eat all the meat on the bone, he said, that's why you have a paraclete. That's why we have a Holy Spirit inside of us to guide us if we let him. But the Holy Spirit is a gentleman. He's going to speak, and at that fork in the road, he gives us the choice. That's why the word says in Joshua, choose this day whom you will serve. It's a choice. He didn't want to make robots all the way back to the Garden of Eden. He gave Adam and Eve freedom in that garden. He gave them instructions, and at the fork in the road, they chose foolish instead of faithful. So we are going to make some mistakes, but here's the key. When we make them, get up and go on. So the rest of that says, but when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. Because then endure means it's going to be a process. it may take some time. It amazes me how some of us, I'm talking to myself first, we've been doing stuff wrong for 20 years, and then we don't want to give God 2 weeks to get us out of it. We want a 20-minute microwave turnaround, but yet we've been sinning, disobeying, out of alignment for years. We even believe our own story. And when God demands us to endure the turnaround, to turn that big ship of disobedience around and go the other way, God, you're not moving fast enough. God, I don't understand why. Why? When you were at the fork of the road, when you and I chose foolish and we didn't choose faithful, we can't have selective amnesia with every temptation. And as long as we're on this side of the Jordan, there will be temptations. So we have to have a made-up mind. And the rest of that verse 14 and 15 says, therefore, my dear friends, flee from idolatry. I speak to sensible people. Judge for yourselves what I say. Oh, we're going to continue on in this series. We're going to be talking now about overcoming temptations, facing our conflicts, cultivating our character, and challenging ungodly compromise. I seal this word in our spirit that you may wrestle with the word, but let's make sure the word wins. Today, when we face our forks in the road, by the Spirit of the Lord, we're going to choose to be faithful to his word, to walk upright in Jehovah Tiskanu, in right relationship, righteousness. We're going to choose to be faithful, firm, and focused, and we denounce the foolishness. We drive it out of our own spirits and minds. In Jesus' name, back to you, Evangelist Tiffany, for LaShawn to please close us out in prayer.
Amen, amen. Dr. Vanessa, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you for that powerful word this morning, overcoming temptation, facing our conflict, cultivating our character, and challenging ungodly compromise. I said, if you have not got anything out of this message today, she did tell us, each and every one of us, that we are going to overcome every temptation. So don't think that you're stuck in it. Know that you're going to overcome it in 2012, all is well. So thank you, woman of God, for that powerful message this morning. And at this time, LaShawn, if you would come to the line and seal this word and this call out in prayer at this time. Are you there?
Amen. I have. Can you hear me?
I can, loud and clear. Go ahead, my sister.
Amen. Father God, thank you so much for the word, and thank you so much for the obedience and using Dr. Vanessa Littlefield as our vessel. Father God, we come to you today thanking you so much. Thank you for everything you have done for us and all the things you will do for us, Lord. Thank you so much for this manifestation miracle Monday, Father Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for being the God of second chance, Father Lord God. We thank you for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego standing up saying, no, we will not bow down to any idols, Lord. So we thank you for their, you know, support and what they have done, Father, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for having us have the opportunity of having a fork in the road and choosing faith instead of foolishness, Lord God. We know that we come short to you sometimes, but we just ask that you give us ever-loving love and continue to forgive us for the sins that we have done, Father, Lord God. Guide our feet, Lord, while we run this race. Allow us, Father, Lord God, to continue to not only praise you and uplift you, but to thank you, Father. If we had a million still could not thank you enough for all the blessings that you have done for us, Father, Lord God. So we thank you for touching us from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. Father, Lord God, we ask that you please run through our bloodline, Lord. Please run through our veins. Run through our heart, through our mind, and our soul. Help all our walks and our paths and our voices and things that we say be unto you, Father, Lord God. We thank you for this line. We thank you for the opportunity to pray yet once again. And we ask you, Father, Lord God, to bring us tomorrow in faith, in your word, one more time so that we can praise your name and learn the word. And all these things we ask in your heavenly name, Father. Amen and amen, amen.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Sister LaShawn, for sealing the word and sealing this call out in prayer this morning. To you, Minister Tammy, thank you for opening us up in prayer. To you, Amber, thank you for greeting us this morning. Dr. Vanessa, thank you for that awesome word. To each of you, the TMC listeners and callers and family, we just thank God for each and every one of you, and we pray that as you go out today that you will be that great minister in the marketplace. Know that we are still continuing to pray for Dr. P.K. Roberts during her time of bereavement, as well as Dorothy Cook, the Sandra Romo family, and now the Houston family. We will continue to lift up each and every one of your prayer requests in prayer, and know that today is a great day, a manifestations of miracles and of the magnificent glory of God. So go out and be that great minister in the marketplace. Keep on pressing till midnight tonight, and be intentional, and we will hear you on the line on tomorrow. God bless you. We love you. Goodbye for now.
Amen.